CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Control tonight is KC4PKD. My name is Larry. My location is East Lee, South Carolina. The interest in the promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. And the repeater is at elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net. Please call KC4SKD. Announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call KC4SKD. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal if you wish to remain on the net for the RAG-G portion. Those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. Procedure, we will call for Echo Link stations first. Any Echo Link stations, please call KC4SKD.
Net control, please log in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
4SKD, recognizing KFRWTQ, and I forgot to recognize the pre-net check-ins. We've got quite a few of those, so let's do that now. 4XMR Mel, W4FCM Fred, N4IEI Isla, AA4GH Gus, KO4ZEW Ben, W2AMD Andrew, KG4PFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KI4LZI Andy, KC4W Bill, KN4RJN John, KE6KEN Ken, KI4MRA Fred, KF4NNH Fred, W4IOE Sid, KB2BYQ Dave, NC9V Leon, KE4DXJ Wendy, KG4WN P. Landon, and we thank you for checking with us, checking in with us using the pre-net check-in feature. Quite a few of them tonight. Friday night, we will begin with the RF portion, uniform through Zulu, UC. Please call KC4SKD or net control.
Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Maria. Negative and negative.
SKD. Larry, hello to you and Rhonda and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Victor, X-ray, Zulu, that's 8-4, Lake, Matthew, at Lake Hartwell.
RSKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KO4YHY Jim, N4ZLK Shane, KQ4BXZ Matthew. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Do we have any other stations uniform through Zulu? Call KC4SKD.
KD. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. SKQ4DBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
KD, Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing K4XB Tommy. KQ4TBD Angela. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu. Call KC4SKD.
This is KQ4WRV. KQ4WRV, over.
KD, and reading in the Blue Ridge 2-minute, recognizing KQ4WRV. I did not get a name of that. Can you come back with your name, please?
KQ4WRV. First time I've ever contacted someone on AM radio. Over.
They scratch you there. I heard you say this is the first time you contacted somebody by way of the radio. I think you said your name was Dave. Is that correct? Good to have you with us tonight. Thank you for checking in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and welcome to the hobby. We run this net every night at 9 p.m., so come again, check in with us some other the other nights. This is KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move along to stations Alpha through Delta, A through D of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Dean Larry, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net.
KC4SKD, recognizing KK4DMW, KK4ONO Lorena, and by telephone relay, KM4MOQ Michelle. Thank y'all for being with us tonight. This Alpha through Delta, call KC4SKD.
SKD. Larry, Miss Rhonda in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Rhonda, and all on the net, and thanks for calling the net, Larry, and I do have one announcement.
Recognizing KI4DOS, Gary, neighbors of ours, and K3JOY, Joy. Thank you for checking in with us. Gary, would you like to go ahead with your announcement now or wait till after the roll call?
If it's all right, Larry. Well, I put a number, boy, no way you can count it as a piece of traffic. Folks, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest is tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow the gates are open from 8 to 4. Sunday, they're open from 8 to 2. So just let everybody know that the Stone Mountain Ham Fest is tomorrow. That's down in Lawrenceville, Georgia. It's at 2405 Sugarloaf Parkway. So just a heads up in case anybody wanted to go to a ham fest this weekend. That's it, Larry. Thank you.
Gary, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Does anybody need any fills on Gary's announcement? I've got a lot of memories of Stone Mountain. My brother used to work there. Randall did. And he did electronics and helped drive the train. And I used to go see him. It was neat getting in the park because I didn't have to pay for anything but food. Anyway, thank you. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing okay this evening. Do we have any other stations, Alpha through Delta, called KC4SKD? Stations Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD or net control.
Net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, AO4 HKX. This is Patrick. My home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Larry. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
4SKD. Larry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight, Larry. Thanks.
KD, on Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, another one of our net controllers, and KC4EZH, Harry. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Echo 3 Hotel, call KC4SKD.
Larry? That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November.
Corrected. KC4EZN. Thank you for coming back and correcting me. Anybody else? E through H. Call KC4SKD, our net control. We'll go to the stations India through Lima, I through L. Call KC4SKD.
Kindly check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no comment.
4SKD. Larry, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and just marked me short time tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KD, recognizing K4WLE, I think you said your name's Larry. Wasn't sure, there was a little bit of static there. And KO4JKV, Duncan. K4WLE, did I get your name right?
Our name is correct. Call sign is Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo. LWE. Thanks.
Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Do we have any other stations? I through L. India through Lima. Call KC4SKD. We move along to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
C4XKD, please check in Kilo November 4, November Quebec Tango. That's KN4NQT, Wes in Powdersville. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4NQT Russ. Thank you for checking in with us. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, call KC4SKD. We'll move along to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, stations Q through T. With the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KC4SKD. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
For SKD. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick. I make my home in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KD, recognizing N0TR, Tom. KO4QLG, Chris, KQ4QHV, Nick. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Do we have any, forgot what group I was in. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KC4SKD. Stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD or net control. KD looking for stations all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is another Larry. Please check in my wife Donna, KC4, MFK. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. And, well, it's a little early yet to close up the net, so I'll stick around. We'll talk about something. KK4JBQ.
Chris KD, recognizing KK4JBQ. Larry and KC4MFK. Donna. And that makes the third Larry tonight. Hope y'all are doing okay. And I got you down for some rag juice. We'll be back to you shortly. I need to recognize my wife, KG4AHS. My brother Randall by telephone relay, N9TEC. My youngest brother Charlie by telephone relay, KF4GGF. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Call KC4SKD. This means we've got everybody for now. So, having said that, this is KC4SKD, now securing the formal portion of the net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RagTube portion of the net with our periodic stops for check-ins as we go along. And unless I've messed up and forgot to mark somebody down, we've got one RagTuber tonight, and that's KK4JBQ Larry. How you doing this evening?
KC4SKD, this is KK4JBQ. Well, how am I doing? Well, I'm doing fine, but I nearly missed the net. And so for some reason, for some awful reason, I think a lot of people might be doing the same thing. I fell asleep. Well, it's been kind of a long day. And won't go into how long it is, or I'm sorry, how long it was, or why it was that long. Not a pleasant thing to think of. But suffice it to say, it's just too early, I think, to close up the net. I'm surprised that there aren't more folks who want to just, you know. My dad was, he raised cows. It wasn't a dairy. It wasn't a dairy farm or anything like that, but they raised cows. And I don't know, maybe some people have not heard this expression, and it might seem like it's not a clean expression, but I assure you that it is. Cows chew their food twice. They've got strange thing about this animal. But anyway, and when it's to be chewed again, coming from one stomach going to another, is called the cud. And chewing the cud is something that a cow can be observed doing when they're just doing nothing else. So if you found that in the least bit surprising or funny or odd, think about coming in here and joining net control, whoever's calling the net, and just, you know, keeping the net going for a while. A lot of people are doing, oh, who knows how many things at once, you know. And there are folks who linger behind, maybe. Okay, you're right on the dot at 9 o'clock, and that was me tonight, you know. That's not often, but I'll tell you why it was me tonight. I have lost my little reminder. I have a little hockey puck, I call it,
one of those smart speakers that I programmed to at 8:58 or something like that, a couple minutes before 9, it comes on to let me know that the net is going to be starting up here pretty quick. I missed it tonight, totally missed it, and I don't, you know, I was sound asleep. Anyhow, that's a good start, maybe, to a little conversation. Back over to you, Larry.
KC4SKD, sometimes I'm not good at picking conversation topics. We could talk about stuff like, does moss always grow on the north side of trees or something? But you mentioned the cows. My mom could tell you about that. She was raised on a farm. She was the youngest. She had 7 sisters and 3 brothers. And, they had, every one of them had to work. They were out in the country. My grandfather was a Baptist preacher. And very rare did they go out to eat, so they grew their own food and did, you know, stuff like that, picked strawberries and cotton. And talk about fall asleep. I've had that problem, too. Sit down and watch some boring TV, and you can find yourself asleep. But the little reminder, I got something for Christmas, and I remember it was the Christmas 1990. It's a little old Casio, a digital data organizer, and it's got the calendar and the calculator and all sorts of neat little features about it, and it's not on the internet, not connected to anything. But I use that thing at work, and I like using it better than I do the smartphone for reminding me of stuff.
Interesting. So, this is not connected to the internet, and it's, how does it remind you? You know, when I'm, the reminding I'm talking about is like somebody giving you a nudge. In the case of the smart speaker, hockey puck, I call her, because of her shape. It just comes on and says, you know, with a nagging, well, that's how I interpret it anyway. It's a nagging sound. It comes on, ba-da-dee-da-dum, you know. And if it's the right time of night, you know, I've got a clock next to me here, and I look over, and it's almost 9 o'clock. Well, I know what she's going to say before she says, you know, wake up. It's time for the net. Oh, boy. So this reminder you got, how does it remind you?
It reminds me of a teeny tiny laptop. You open it up, you've got a very crude graphic screen on there. It's just a bunch of dots, and you just manually enter to, well, you hit, you know, schedule keeper, and it comes up there, and you enter your time, AM and PM, and you just type on it. It's got the standard QWERTY keyboard, and you just type in your time and AM and PM and what you want it to beep. It'll beep, beep, beep. You open the thing up, look, okay, time to go eat lunch or something.
Well, it might have been a little early on, you know, model A, as it was. I like the fact that it's not connected to the internet, and it's maybe not subject to some of the failings of things that are connected to the internet. You know, some of them are cantankerous. My hockey puck is cantankerous. She's developed an attitude over time, which I think is because they keep trying to improve her intellect, her artificial intelligence, really. They keep trying to improve that, and I think part of it is I do believe that there's a little bit of personality, if you will, that they're trying to sneak in there. I hear the tone, the difference in the tone. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. If time does go on, I hope it does for all the rest of you. If time does keep going on, who knows what will be waking us up just before we miss an appointment if we've drifted off. Another thing, just another thing I want you to know, I am the grandson of a Baptist minister also. Another, besides having the same name, we both have grandfathers who were Baptist ministers. KK4JBQ.
Interesting to know, but our KC4SKD here in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, our family Christmas dinners were quite large, and they used to rent a fellowship building or something to have all of us get together. Oh, that'd sometimes be probably 50 people, and the food was unbelievable. And you talk about the little device with the attitude. Did you ever watch the old Star Trek series, and they had one about the jet pilot that ended up on the Enterprise, and the Kirk was talking to the computer, and they had given the computer a female personality? Do you remember that episode?
And I've watched every episode of every variant of Star Trek since the beginning. I've watched them at least 3 times. I could tell you the dialogue coming up. However, this is just how you described it. It could describe a couple of different things because, you know, a good story can be told several different ways. So fill me in with a little more surrounding your explanation of the plot, if you will, and that'll help me zero in. I'm thinking of a couple, but you go ahead there.
Pause here for a minute and see if there's any other check-ins. Then we'll go back to talking about that later, if it's okay with you. KC4SKD and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, do we have any additional check-ins? Stations, looking for stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu.
This is KQ4WRV. I guess I'm checking in. I already checked in once, but you'll hear me. So I'm checking in again. This is Dan in Greenville.
4SKD, recognizing KG4WRV. Back and look at something. If I didn't recognize you, sorry about that. Good to have you with us. I'm sure I got you on the log here somewhere. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD.
Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD, no traffic tonight. Thank you.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing AA1RD. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Hope you're doing okay. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. Go there, KK4JBQ, KC4SKD. I guess you wanted me to talk more about that Star Trek episode with the jet pilot.
Yes, indeed. That it puts me in mind of several episodes, and maybe I'm just confused. I get confused every once in a while. But a few more details, and I'm sure I'll be able to zero right in on it.
They were accidentally thrown backwards in time to the what seemed to be like the 60s, and they were thrown into the Earth's atmosphere, and they sent a jet aircraft up to look at it, and they took pictures, and then the jet crashes, and after it's caught in the tractor beam. Then Kirk and Sulu beam down to the Air Force base and go looking for the film that the pilot took because they had to go back and erase all that.
Yeah, okay. And the name of the character, I think, was seemed like Severin. The surname, Severin. Am I right?
Step with another one. Character name. I do not remember his character name in the series, but they have to get their engines repaired, and then they find a way to go backward in time and beam him back into the jet, and then get gone so that, you know, all that history was erased.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to think on that. and that's something I thought I could... I honestly have seen episodes of Star Trek. You're talking about the original series, I'm thinking. And I could quote... Although this has been a long time ago, if you see something often enough, you can pretty much quote the dialogue between the characters, especially some of them. Some of the episodes are very familiar over time. And for some reason, I can still watch it. I can still enjoy it. I'm thinking that, again, for an odd reason, though I know what's coming up and I know how it turns out, it sounds like I hear something new every time. And that's kind of strange, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, I've enjoyed that series. And it makes me think that it just lately I had the recorder on the television. I had that record some unseen episodes of Star Wars. I wasn't as taken with Star Wars, and maybe that's because Star Wars started out as a movie. Star Trek started out as a television series. One preceded the other, of course, naturally. And, you know, I kind of got accustomed to characters in one, and the other one was a little hard to, you know, fit into. Although they were all about space and the future and stuff like that. But I hadn't seen, more than maybe three Star Wars things, movies, whatever. So I recorded maybe three or four more. And they don't link together very well. Maybe the character names are there, but it happens over so much time that some of the characters aren't played by the same people, but they have similar names, or the same name, perhaps. Anyway, kind of difficult with something so familiar with people to talk about it without realizing that you've... while it was going on, you grew up. That's the thing about movies and television series and stuff like that. We're growing up at the same time, so it's become a large part of the network of what our life was and still is. But anyway, it was worthwhile. It was interesting to watch these Star Wars things that I'd never seen before, because the character names and the central theme of everything was the same. You know, for Star Wars, it was the Force and good and bad. And maybe more than good, bad. It was good and evil. Just evil. KK4JPQ.
JD here. As far as Star Wars, the first three came out, we watched those many, many times. But I just could not get interested in the other Star Wars movies. I don't know. They just didn't. Once I saw the first three, nothing was ever the same. I don't know. My brothers like all of them. But now Star Trek, I think I've told this on this repeater before, but when I first got to watching it, there was running reruns in the mid-70s, and I was so addicted to it. If we went to somebody else's house and it was on, I would take over their TV.
So exactly how is it that you would take over their TV?
If Star Trek was on, we had to be watching it. I mean, if we had company at our house, I don't care what we were doing. When Star Trek came on, I was sitting in front of the TV. I'd forget the company.
I guess you'd have to say that approaches obsession. But I can certainly understand. I can. Some years back, I lost my sister, younger sister. Kind of a tragic thing that she was 13 years younger. That she shouldn't have outlived me, being a woman and all. You know, she did grow up and become a right fine young woman, and had one child, and fairly decent husband, I suppose. Her memory doesn't come up, or anything about my sister doesn't come up without my feeling the loss still. I'm sorry, but I feel the loss in particular because she was younger. You know, you always think that somebody that comes along that I put diapers on, you know, for crying out loud, that they would be here longer, you know. But she was taken from us in her sleep. And I don't know, whenever I'm brought around to thinking about my sister, I get kind of like this, you know. It still affects me. But anyhow, she was kind of a character herself. And she didn't watch any of these things that we're talking about. But she enjoyed the retelling. Do you know anybody that hasn't seen either Star Wars or Star Trek or any other, you know, Gunsmoke for that matter, you know? Even know it was existed? I don't know what my sister was doing, but she wasn't watching TV with us. And she was, because 13 years is a big gap, she was a late child, you see, that my parents said. She was just raised in a whole different world. 13 years don't sound like that long, but it was when she came along with, you know, so much had changed. But you and I are of the same vintage. If we were wine, we would taste similar. KK4JBQ.
What to say, Larry? Somebody losing somebody like that, I just can't find words to say. So, one day that's going to happen to me, losing somebody really close. But anyway, that kind of sparked the thought. The office where I work, we have people from all over the world. And when they come here to the United States, I'm usually, in the office, I'm usually one of the first people they meet because I bring them their computers. And when they come from other countries, you know, I sit down with them, show them how to work their computers and log on and stuff and get email, and I ask them, what do you watch on TV? And I ask one young lady from Poland, I ask her, I said, have you ever watched The Three Stooges? And she looked at me with a kind of a interesting expression on her face. She said, what? Three Stooges? I said, yeah, you got to watch that.
This is one thing that I have missed out on, you know, one way to put it, in my life, and that is people that are from very different places that have grew up in other countries, speaking another language, knowing another reality, for crying out loud. That's really what it amounts to when you get right down to it. There was a woman older than myself. I was probably in my 30s. And she was already in her 60s, you know, from Germany. Now, she spoke a marvelous, almost a beautiful accent, a German original speaking, and her English just was, I just was fascinated to listen to, I don't know if it would be inappropriate to call it a brogue, but it was sort of like that. It was lyrical, the way she spoke. And I'm not sure what she shortened her name to Tony. I don't know what that would be short for. But everyone called her Tony. And she could talk about her home country and the thing that the stuff that she did growing up. And it was just like another world, another time, another place. And of course, it was all those things. She was a terribly interesting character. I enjoyed having met her. She was a member of our church, and she was a very social creature. She liked having people over and whatever. My wife, Donna, and I would visit her house. Maybe this was a cultural thing, too. She would just make you feel so welcome, you know. And this is kind of a rare thing for me, because I grew up in a real hillbilly back in the hills of Tennessee. And we didn't see people who didn't look like us, or hear people talk who didn't talk like us. And so I didn't grow up with any prejudice. I grew up with, you know, not much understanding of that at all. And when I met somebody from another place, it was like magic, you know? Like, this person looks to be a human being, but don't sound like me. I grew up in an innocent time, you know? I don't know how old you all are, but I'm coming up on 74. And I was raised in a different time and lived much of my life in a different time. And I don't mind telling you that I like having that memory of a different time. I don't know what it would be like to be, you know, 25 right now. I just have no clue what it would be like to be 25. Do you know anybody that young, since you know a lot of people, and how being that young in this day, how different we are? KK4JBQ.
I know at the office there's all kind of range of ages out there. Some of them I'm old enough to be their grandfather. Tell you what, Larry, let me see if we got any other stations, and if not, I need to go ahead and close the net out.
Okay, well, I can sit and talk for hours, but that's not, I don't want to inconvenience you. KK4JBQ.
A little bit more, but I just need to close the net. Or first of all, see if there's anybody else out there who would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KC4SKD or Net Control.
This is KQ4WRV. This is Dan again. I just wanted to check in, close out, and let you know that this is the first time I've ever contacted anyone on the net of any way. First CQ, I guess you'd say. So I'm planning to go to the Blue Ridge meeting on Monday and maybe meet some people in person. Thank you for the service. Over.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comment. I'm monitoring.
4SKD, we got recognizing KQ4WRV Dan, and good to have you with us tonight. And also, we've got Ed, N4EDW. Good to have you with us checking in tonight, Ed. Anybody else, all the way through the alphabet, call KC4SKD. Close it out. Any stations Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4SKD, our net control. Heard. This is KC4SKD, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. And I just realized I've got to take my net report. Let me do that right quick. 4SKD securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanking everybody for checking in. We'll turn the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73. And good night. And if you're still there, Larry, KK4JBQ, we'll chat for a few more minutes.
I was here, but gosh, my mind was going on other things. How many check-ins did you have this evening?
8.
Good number. The reason I ask is that I keep a log. I didn't for the longest time. I thought, you know, after all, this is most of what, because I live in an HOA, this is most of what amateur radio is to me. I have quite a difficult time with the HOA from time to time because they have cops, HOA police, you might say, that walk around and have. I've been here for 25 years. And they've always been very strict about having any antenna that might be showing. And so my antenna is not visible. No matter how hard you look, it doesn't appear as an antenna. And it's sufficient enough to get me here every night. But other things about this hobby, I'm fascinated with HF. But and I made one HF contact on a fellow ham's equipment at his location, and that was kind of fun. You know, it was not in this country, you might say. Anyway, that was different and is sort of out of my reach, unfortunately. So I figured other hams keep a log and make something of it, you know. Becomes a tradition after a while. You don't want to miss it after a while. You invest several years. I've been a ham for 12 years, and I have at least half that much time I was keeping a log. And so some things pop out at you. People come and go. Net controls are here, and they're not, you know, they're on to something else in their life. The numbers are up and down. We once had a contest to see if we could to celebrate one of the original founders of this net who had just passed, and we wanted to see if we couldn't perhaps reach 100 check-ins. It wasn't unusual in the early days, but it has been unusual for the last 15 or so years, I suppose, the way I understood it. So we had a big push to get as many check-ins as we could. That was kind of stimulating, and maybe anyway, I keep a log, and I do it pencil and paper, and it's so far, I've kept it all in one spiral-bound book. Anyhow, so I was thinking on several other matters and missed the 48 number that she gave me. And that's why I ask. KK4JBQ.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mind you asking about that. I've kept a log this year. Actually, I started, I think, December the 28th is when I first started calling the net again. I did it in 1999, but I was net controller every Friday night then. And sometimes my wife and I would alternate. She'd call the net one Friday, and I'd call the net the next Friday. But we didn't have the internet then, and free net check-ins, and Echolink. It was just strictly RF. And you mentioned HF. My brother's into that. He's talked to people around the globe with it. Randall lives in Asheville, and yeah, he's got some nice QSL cards hanging on his wall.
It's, there's lots of traditions around this hobby and international QSOs. One of them being the QSL card, yes. Kind of something that's passed on, you know, it's passed into the past. Look in my head for another way to put that, but it's relegated itself there for a few reasons, I suppose. The electronic verifications of contact between two hands is just so ubiquitous now. It's very, very common, and there's at least three or four ways to get that done. It used to be that exchanging QSL cards was something that was done through the mail or through a bureau. Kind of complicated to explain the bureaus, but they were clearing houses, if you will, and doing things in bulk to save on expense. But it quickly got into quite a big thing. And these clearing houses would accept QSL cards from this from all over the world. And when they got enough going to a certain place, then they would send it all in bulk to that place. So it was conceivable that you would verify your contact with another hand on another continent two or three years after the contact was made. And I saw the end of that coming, you know, if you couldn't get something verified quicker than that. And of course, part of it was expense. It was just expensive to do it with our own postal service, and the postal service in other countries all over the place had different rates, and hams struggled to keep up that tradition, I suppose. But QSL cards used to be something that people would pass out. You know, they'd pass it out to you in person, too. I've got a few that local hams had passed on to me from, you know, you get 1,000 done at a time. It takes a while to get through them, you know. So they just pass them out to every new ham they meet. Anyway. I never had a formal QSL card. But you've been in the hobby longer, I think, than I have. Did you ever have one of those cards?
It's KD. I got my ticket in June of 1990. I passed the novice. Back then, you had to know 5-word-a-minute code. And in July, I upgraded to Tech Plus because I did the 5-word-a-minute code, but that's the last time I ever used it. It was just to pass the test. So, yeah, I've been a ham since 90, and I've really enjoyed it. There were times wasn't as active. You know, it kind of comes and goes. You get things going on, you have to not concentrate it on for a while. But on the QSL cards, I've got my grandfather's. He was in the CB in the late 60s, early 70s, mainly in the late 60s. And he had a big old, it was a Regency, 23 channels full of vacuum tubes. And he would talk to people around in South America, not legally, of course, but he did. And I've got one of his CB cards that he used to send out to people. It's got his old call sign on it.
Boy, that opens up a can. So I've only been a ham for 12 years. And so it fascinates me because, you know, you became a ham in a different era. My father-in-law became a ham around 1990-91, something like that. It's why Donna's call sign, KC4MFK, is in the same range as yours, KC4SKD. The KCs, it is something that, because